Iron E. Singleton, or should I say T-Dog from The Walking Dead, what is going on this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, man?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Iron E., I got to tell you right off the bat, I was watching last week's episode of The Walking Dead while I was on the treadmill at the gym, and I nearly fell off when everything came together at the end there. It's unbelievable. Walking Dead is hands down the best show on television right now.
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that. We all, the entire cast and crew, appreciate that. We work so hard, put so much energy and effort into it. And to hear that, it means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell you guys are really into it because the roles that you play are pretty intense.
Yeah, they are. Well, you know, we look forward to seeing each other every day. We look forward to working with one another. And especially if we have a scene together where we're one-on-one or something like that, then we get more excited. We're like, oh, we have a scene today together. Because, the love is there. And I think it shows on camera when you watch the show. My publicist just said, Michelle Sisko just said a moment ago, she's like, well, wow, you're pretty lively or energetic, something of that sort. And I was like, yeah, because I'm so excited about the finale. If people only knew what they're going to watch on Sunday, they wouldn't want to miss it. Nobody wants to miss this show on Sunday. You think that this past Sunday was something, Jeff? Wait until this Sunday.
I'm already counting down the minutes. I can't wait. I gotta say, I got into it right from the beginning when I heard about it, because I'm sort of a zombie fan, but I had a hard time convincing people to watch because of that whole zombie aspect. I had to keep telling them, it's so much more than the zombie show. What attracted you to this project?
Wow. Firstly, it was Frank Darabont and Gail Ann Hurd. And, you know, because they're legends. They're living legends because of all of the great stuff they've done. Frank Darabont and Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile and The Majestic. He has a very impressive resume as a director / producer. Gail Ann Hurd with her Terminator series and along with Aliens and so many other to her credit. That pulled me on. It made me interested because I was not into zombie stuff either. And then when I found out they were on board, and that's why I got into it. And then when I read the script, I found out that it already had an amazing following through the comic book series by Robert Kirkman,
right,
which is a great comic book series. So several elements brought me to this project here.
If people ask you to describe the show, because I know, you know, again, like that zombie term automatically puts a stereotype into people's heads. If people ask you to describe what the show's about, how do you tell it?
Wow, it's a drama about human interaction and how humans handle all of this pressure. I wouldn't just say like the pressure from the zombies, because there are so many other things going on. Because you think about it, look at the situation that exists, this love triangle thing that exists there, past tense now, because of Shane, Rick, and Lori.
Right.
Now you have all other types of issues going on. Like with my wife, she's the same way. She's like, I'm not into zombie stuff. But then when she watched that first episode, she was hooked, because it's more so about the human interaction than the zombies. The zombies are like the icing on the cake, I guess I would say. Or you could say that's the plot, but then the icing on the cake is what transpires between these human beings and living in this zombie apocalyptic world and watching how they deal with this world. So that's what makes it so interesting, the show.
Man, I think you hit the nail on the head there. So, Iron E., I could talk to you all day long about The Walking Dead, but I know we're running out of time here. Before I let you go, though, I feel like I owe you a little bit of an apology. I know who you are from seeing you in The Walking Dead, obviously, and we are a Baltimore station, so I'm very familiar with your role as Alton in The Blind Side, but I had to ask how to pronounce your name because it does have a unique spelling. When I asked, though, I found out that there's a really cool meaning behind it, and I was kind of hoping that you'd share that story with us.
Right, well, no apology necessary, but it is pronounced Irony, because I get that a lot. I'm like, how do you pronounce your name? Irony? But yeah, it's Irony, and the E at the end is capital, no middle initial. That's a part of my first name. But Irony is indicative of my life story, slightly similar to the one Michael Orr lived, you know, your Baltimore Ravens player, Michael Orr. There's a slight connection there. We both grew up in the South. We're from the South. He grew up in Memphis. I in Atlanta. He went to Ole Miss, played football there for Ole Miss. I played football for the University of Georgia. He grew up in the inner city housing project of Memphis. I in Atlanta, Perry Holmes, grew up in Hurt Village, and he was bounced around from foster home to foster home. I had my grandmother there. Like, my mom, she died of HIV when I was 18. My father, he was non-existent. I saw him twice, I think, two times in my life, and my grandmother was there to kind of to bail my mother out, in a sense, because she was not a responsible parent. May she rest in peace. But so my grandmother was there to raise me and my brother. And had it not been for my grandmother, I probably would have bounced around throughout the foster care system, or I probably would have been killed early on in life, because there were some incidents when I was just living with my mom that probably would have caused my death eventually. So the similarities there, when I was cast for The Blind Side, that was the project that opened the door, and it seemed like it was divine intervention that was meant, because it seemed like I was living my life out on the big screen. And for that to have been my first, it was special. But that's the reason why my name is Irony, because we understand irony as that which is not expected. So as I was cast off as a statistic, said that I would be dead at the age of 18, between 18 and 21, and I survived it, ended up going to D1, Division I college, playing Division I football, and on the big screen with Sandra Bullock and Nicolas Cage. And so that's very ironic, I would say.
Well, we're glad that you made it out of there, and we're happy to see all your success happening right now. Irony Singleton plays T-Dog on The Walking Dead season finale on Sunday at 9 o'clock on AMC. So psyched for this episode, and already can't wait for season 3 to kick off.
I am so psyched, too. Thank you so very much, and to your listeners, love you guys. It would not be what it is without you, so tune in, and you won't be the one that has to scratch your head and ask the question, what happened? What? How did it happen? All right.
All right, thanks a lot for joining us, man. I really appreciate having you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.